Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today.
Aluia tiku uia tikala hoyena malia kohoile kiri kiri de lu khoni akala kele kele kiri de lu moya mi makrani kala kele kia koya 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 adikaya adikaya adikaya.
That's just a sort of general blessing, bringing in a lot of white light to clear my field, clear the field of everyone listening. Thank you, star beings. What do you want to teach us about today? We're coming to you from far away. In terms of Earth measurement, we're coming to bring you some news that will be very welcome. Your Earth is rising. Your Earth is rising. Your Earth is rising in its frequencies. As a result of so much effort by so many people, humans upon the Earth, so much source in form, working for many years to raise the frequency of the Earth. Malia adikroya. This full moon period that you're in right now as we record, right now as we speak and you record it, has a special significance in the higher realms. It's known as the full moon that changes everything. A turning point, a completion point of a phase, a preparation, a new, auspicious step forward. We wouldn't say a new beginning because so often you have heard, you are starting anew, you are starting anew, you are starting anew. And each time that has been true. It is always true. It is a process. This starting anew does not happen in one step. But there are moments that are significant, moments of accumulated energies. And this is one of them that marks a definite change. Wow. Well, you know, I really want to believe that. And I do believe that in my heart. But my mind still says, yeah, how many times have you heard that? How much change have you seen? Well, actually, I've seen a lot of change in my life. But it's never as much as I want. You know, it's not like I've come to the completion of my intended creations. So are we going to see visible material changes in our lives because of this? I mean, I'm really grateful for the news. I don't want to seem disrespectful or ungrateful, but, you know, from the human perspective, it feels a little different. That's because from the human perspective, you don't know, you don't feel, you don't see where you actually are, where you really are in this moment, energetically upon the earth. This is why we've come to tell you. Hey, wake up. You are now in an important moment of cumulative change. What does that mean, cumulative change? A little ring, slow, steady changes, small changes accumulating, individual changes, individuals waking up, making new decisions, taking new direction, taking new responsibility for their creation. That is largely what this consists of, recognizing their own power and therefore responsibility that for so long humanity has denied. This is what we want to talk about today. The joy of creation. That creation is a responsibility and a joy that human beings need to realize, know, understand that each day they're creating their future, that each day they are creating their lives. And that therefore, they are responsible for the quality of their life. You are no longer victims of outside forces.
That
was funny. I wanted to ask a question and they wouldn't let me because they had more that they had to say. Now, does that mean we're no longer affected by the decisions of others?
Haleka hindi ko hiti ko hoia ali o tututudi o inamokoi atikalakia.
When you allow yourselves to be affected, you can be affected. Okay, but we don't have to be. Okay, so I'm trying to picture, okay, understand that like at a personal level on small scale decision. Somebody else is unhappy, we don't have to become unhappy. Somebody, you know, decides to cut us off in traffic, we don't have to be mad, that sort of thing. We don't have to be discouraged because other people don't see our success yet, and we can believe in our own success even when we can't see it and no one else can. However, what about the large-scale things? You know, if somebody decides to, I don't know, something awful like drop a bomb or go on a shooting spree, how are we not affected by that if we happen to be physically in the way? What happens with those big, powerful, and destructive decisions that affect masses of people?
Yeah, this is a good...
An interesting question is one you're right to ask, because the experiences of human beings have included a great many destructive, life-shattering decisions by individuals or small groups of people that then have affected many more. Yeah, so does this mean that we're not, I mean, just explain, how are we not affected by other people's decisions unless we choose to be?
We would never lie to you. We're not telling you
that you cannot be affected by other people's decisions. Well, what are you telling us? How would we avoid that? Is there a third way? Is there a third option between not being affected and being affected if we happen to be there? You cannot be destroyed by another person. That is an eternal truth. And knowing this, you can make a choice. Either to walk into that situation, a choice at the level of your soul, in your unconscious mind, which is your higher consciousness, to walk into that situation and take the impact of that person's choice so that someone else doesn't have to, in the place of someone else, or save someone else. Or you can choose not to go to that particular place on that particular day and thus not be in the way of the path of destruction. So the times that we are affected, the people who are affected by the choices of others, if they be destructive, maybe even if they're good, those people at a higher level of consciousness have chosen consciously to be there. Is that what you're saying? Either they're unconscious and not connected within, so they're not able to make that decision consciously or follow their guidance, or they are at a higher level of consciousness choosing, and they are following their guidance, and the guidance is leading them right into the path of destruction, or they are following their guidance, they are connected, and their guidance is leading them away from the path of destruction. Okay. All right, but let's get off that subject because, you know, that's where our minds want to go, but really how often in our daily lives are we, our daily creation isn't very often affected by massive destruction like that. What would you like to tell us about our daily lives? How is this change point that we're in going to affect our daily lives and our new creations? It keeps showing me white light in the form of the full moon, which I've been noticing the last few nights. But kind of, it's like a ball of white light, and streaming from that ball, a pillar of white light, a column of white light, streaming to the earth. You all have your own full moon within you, the reflection of your individual aspect of the source, the solar rays, the source field within you. Okay, so what's the full moon within us? It's just your ability to be the reflection of that. As that light pours into you, it radiates out through you, and you yourself become the full moon. You become the reflection or the radiation of that solar light, source light. And what do we do with that? What purpose, what effect does this news have upon us? What can we make of it in our lives?
Hey, Dika, aloha here. It will carry you forward.
You do not need to make all the effort from your human self.
You can relax into the flow of this light if you can feel the flow of this light.
So always feel the flow of this light. Always go within. Feel the radiation. See it with your inner eye. Imagine it if you need to start the flow, to attune to the flow. And allow that to pour through you, or allow it to fill you, and allow it to pour through you, radiating into the world. This is what brings you everything you want and need. We have been telling you this for a long time, but now you have a certain quantity, a certain fullness of this ability to radiate the light of the One. The moon doesn't make any effort as it reflects the light of the sun, nor does it make any effort to become fuller and fuller, or less and less full. It simply holds its place in the cosmos and radiates the light that is shown upon it from the sun out to the earth and all around. All around on the side that faces the sun, it reflects that light. Receives the light and transmits it, you could say. This is your role as well. You characterize the light that you send out into the world, you know. You make it higher or lower frequency with your thoughts and your feelings. You choose. You choose to feel small and weak and powerless, or victimized and violated, or joyful and confident, to have faith or to have fear. Even though there are experiences of violation and victimization that you have experienced in the past, and you could possibly align to those experiences in the future. There's no assurance that you will not enter into those same frequencies in the future. However, that does not make you, in your essence, a victim. It does not make you, in your essence, powerless. You can feel yourself reclaim your power and radiate it into the world. You can encounter in your life everything you desire, everything you need. Sometimes it's hard for me to believe, but I've been working on believing it, having more faith. And I know that I'm much happier when I have that faith. So I guess if I'm going to choose between being fearful and having faith, I'll choose the faith. As Gabe pointed out to me, our digital wizard was talking to me this week, and he pointed out that you don't know which way things are going to go either way with either choice. You know, you don't know for sure the things you're afraid of are going to happen. So you may as well choose to believe that the things you want are going to happen. And I thought, yeah, because at least you'll be happy. And it does make it much more likely that those things you want, the things you think of, the things you attune to, those are what are going to occur in your life. Does this fuller light, does this moment, this accumulated energy, make it more possible or easier for us to actually create those things we want to create, manifest them, bring them into our experience, into our lives? Of course it does. Of course it does. You are living a very long, in your experience of time, a very long process of slow change and steady change Sometimes it feels like a jagged process, forward and back, up and down. But it's the process of ever-expanding consciousness, of ever-expanding energy within your field, of ever-rising frequencies. Thank you. When it feels slow and uncertain and we can't see the way forward, what do? Let's change the question. Let's assume that it will no longer be as slow. It will no longer seem as difficult. That the way forward will be shown, will be given, you will be guided. You will learn how to feel, to sense, to hear, to see your guidance. You will know intuitively, you will know because you hear, because you're told, because you feel it in your body or your energy field, which choice to make, which way to go, what is the path toward your goal. Just hold that image of your goal. Hold it in your mind and feel yourself in that experience, having that experience, having that role in the world, that material thing you want, that house, that job, that money, that whatever it is you want, the family or the partner, the beloved. And all of it will come to you, and yes, this will make it easier. All of it has to come to you. You have brought together, all of you together, have brought into this earth such a powerful new energy of creation, of new creation, of high frequencies, coming from the center of the cosmos, from the source, from the reflections of many, many, many beings, drawing in the source energy, reflecting it on to you, to the earth, to humanity in general. All the human beings on this earth are growing in their ability to be beings. Those who are not, those who do not choose to grow in their ability to be beings, will not long be able to control the destiny of anyone else. They will not continue in your path. You focus on the life that you can create. Focus on what you can do. Focus on what you can do, the steps you can take that will lead you forward. Release your fears. Just release all old personas and old fears. Okay, would you help us do that now? Dissolve any old belief systems, patterns of thought, beliefs about ourselves, ego personas, ways of behaving and thinking from the past that would limit our ability to create, limit our ability to know the way forward and to feel confident, to have faith, to trust, and to see our success as we go, step by step. For that purpose, we are here. Okay, everybody, take a deep breath with me. Sit back and be comfortable, or lie back and be comfortable. Move your attention down into your heart space in the center of your chest, that center of light. Picture there that full moonlight. They're clearing the space above our crown chakras. And now sending that white light down through our bodies, through the arms and the legs, through the central column where the main chakras lie. Down into the center of the earth, down through our legs and our feet, and into the center, the heart of hearts of the multidimensional earth. Where the earth connects into the source. We are one with you now, and you are one with all that is, all the beings of love and light of the higher realms, the higher dimensions. You are one, every single one of you. We are all connected. We are in this amazing grid of white light. What some of you call the matrix is the white light that creates the realities we choose it to create. Start choosing the reality you want. Continue choosing the reality you want. The realities you don't want are all left behind you now. They are in the past. Take this moment as your release from the past and your birth into the new.
Adika lokelikia,
for the fullness that it is, the moment of fullness of your source field, your source energy, your individuated aspect of source that you are now becoming physicalized, now becoming conscious, your consciousness, your individual consciousness, the human and the being merging as one. We celebrate with you. We celebrate with each and every one of you. We ask that you share this with everyone within your network, your field of experience, your life, whom you know would love to hear some good news, would love to celebrate. Anyone who needs support, encouragement, and joy. Nothing can stop you now. Nothing can stop the progress of humanity. Nothing can stop you. You are beyond the past. Your home is the new earth. This is the new earth. You are creating the new earth moment by moment by moment by moment and day by day by day by day. All of you together. Keep doing it. Just keep creating. Congratulations. We love you. We'll continue to send you light and love and support for your healing, your wholeness, your strength. Many, many, many are recovering now from the exhaustion of the past, from illness, from long lives of effort. And others have come more recently and don't have to recover. That's wonderful. Let them carry you forward. All of you together now are beyond the past and in the new, the now. The new, the now, the present, creating the future. Many blessings, much love from Source, from the star beings, from your own beloved self, from your own soul, from every guide and teacher and supporter you have in the higher realms. We all love you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hadiku ilikadar etikai.
Wow, thank you. That was very powerful. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this. We are all together now. We are all on the same path. Our paths are merging. And we together are creating the new earth. Hallelujah for that. Thank you for listening. This is Susan, and I'll be speaking to you next time. Sending you love and light and blessings. Until then. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.